It's Wednesday the 7th. March is the month. The year is 2012. The program is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasinelli. She's our queen of cheap. What sort of tidings do you have for our friends today? What are people going to be excited and happy about that you have there, Ms. Queen of Cheap?
Ooh, we tell you how you can decorate a cake. How about that? And we have free chocolate, and free Disney store events. I know how excited you are about that, Doug.
Wasn't yesterday the first day for a cupcake vending machine here in Los Angeles? Did I see her here?
I don't know if it was first day, but
They vend cupcakes. Yeah.
Put them in a vending machine.
Like Hostess Twinkies or...
Could get cash and cupcakes at the same time, I think.
Right. You know, that's a great name for a book, Cash and Cupcakes.
Cash and cupcakes.
$4 exactly. For the cupcakes. $4.
There is a killing to be made in cupcakes.
This Cupcake Wars TV show.
Yeah, on Food Network. Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
It's cool. They make it all different flavors.
These shows... On these networks like A&E and Bravo, where they have like the Gold
Rush. This is on the Food Network.
This is on the Food Network.
Okay,
I mean,
so
whatever. What else can they do?
They have all of these announcers who come up with these phony ways of, if this truck goes over the edge, it'll be the end, death for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break, you moronies. Who wants to watch that kind of stuff?
Apparently a lot of people, because this cupcake show is popular. I can't believe it.
Okay, so anyway, that's Roberta's story. Jennifer, your reason for being in part this hour is to bring us up to date on whatever television news.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you if Tim Tebow will or will not do The Bachelor. We have the definitive answer.
Do we have the scoop?
We have the inside scoop.
Inside
and also, we have to talk a little bit more about Kirk Cameron. He is now defending himself for his anti-gay remarks.
That goes into the same category as Limbaugh and this other. All of this stuff that is driving people either to or away from the radio and television and celebrities. The thing about Miley Cyrus and the anti-Christian, maybe, whatever. I mean, however you perceive whatever it was that she tweeted, that's another one of these things, going after everybody. It's a tough time to be a celebrity. You better learn how to keep your mouth shut if you want to continue your career. Maybe, and even though we have freedom of speech, that's fine. But when people get onto a rant, the end is, we haven't heard or seen the end of this Limbaugh thing by a long shot. At any rate, Richie, what do you have to contribute? I just got Roberta and Jennifer.
Nothing. I'm just taking up time and space.
Okay, that's fine.
He presses the buttons, boss. Yeah.
That's my only purpose in life.
In a minute, we're going to meet a fellow named Don Rondeau, who is the president of a company that deals with missing children. Some amazing facts, things that you didn't know before. If you're a parent, you're going to want to spend a few minutes with us, and that'll happen right after these words on Good Day.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
Sorry, you're hitting them.
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
Since 9/11, we've spent hundreds of billions of dollars fighting terrorists around the world. And yet right here in America, more than 2,000 kids go missing every day.
So, with 2,000-plus children reported missing every day in our country, you do the math, it's one child every 40 seconds. And yet, what are we doing for them versus what are we doing protecting the residents of other countries and their citizens? Now, that's the question asked by Don Rondeau, who is the president and CEO of Total Security Services International, TSSI, Total Security Services International, with a strong message here, especially since we've been, Don, by the way, thanks for joining us. We've been scared into all of this stuff. We are so full of fear. The news media, willing collaborators with the mischievous government agencies that are involved in getting more control over your lives, that we basically ignore this problem. And one wonders whether you are the lone voice in the wilderness here.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me today. I could not agree more. I certainly believe that there are those out there who steer us towards an agenda that includes this kind of hyperactive, profiteer-driven homeland security and national security agendas, and it cost us dearly. It cost us literally financially, and we missed the opportunity to protect Americans right here in America, on our home soil.
Let's not even go outside the country. We spent 10 times that amount of money last year for security devices at airports that are dangerous to the health of the people who use them. Not only the TSA employees that are around them, but people who go through them with any regularity. We spent 10 times as much money for that stuff as we have for trying to help assist those looking for missing children or the children that are exploited, whatever, however you want to describe these children who are in need. And when you think about the fact that the TSA doesn't really do anything, it doesn't. You were a security guy before. You can now talk openly and honestly about all of the things that are supposedly. And this is the kind of stuff that drives most people who have a brain nuts. I'm on a plane sometimes two or three times a week. And no, I'm serious, Richie, about this.
Yeah.
The essence of talking to some woman in a line when I said I'm not going to go through the screening process, and they set me aside and punished me for 10 minutes because I didn't do what they wanted me to do. And then when I have a conversation, this woman looks at me and scowls and says, "We're protecting you from another," and she said it like that, "another September 11th. And I looked at her, I said, "Don't insult me with that stuff." And this is more insulting when you find I didn't know these were the figures until Richie brought this to my attention.
Agreed. And all that said, we do have things now that we didn't have before, like the Amber Alert, Don, and other things in process to help find kids who go missing. But it seems like once they're missing 24, 48 hours, that then it's just kind of sloughed to the side. And unless they're a rich white kid that can get on the Today Show, it just kind of goes away. So what's happening to help those kids who do go missing more than 48 hours, 72 hours?
Well, what is happening right now across America is really just something fantastic. There's this grassroots movement, if you will. People have just gotten tired of seeing families go through this kind of tragic circumstance alone. And so citizens, activists, just stakeholder associations, missing persons groups have said, we're going to get out there and search for children. We're going to create our own sharing networks. We're going to create our own search resources. And that is what's happening. You know, if you've been following me on Facebook, and I know some of your listeners have, and I know some of you guys have, we have really taken some of the skill sets that we've learned in the Homeland Security and anti-terrorism community and said, you know, we've been searching for the boogeyman for so long. We've been searching for bad guys. We're going to take those resources and search for kids and search for those who are vulnerable right here in America who are missing right now.
Are you talking about federal money that's being spent for these things? Or are you talking about how to what the technical work is behind the scenes to
skill sets?
I'm absolutely speaking about skill sets. These are just people, Doug, like myself, who have just said.
All right, so where are you getting your money, though, Don?
It is self-funded, Doug. This is coming out of my pocket and the pocket of other groups. There are groups who have existed for many years who have never been a part of the missing persons kind of community. The Guardian Angels is a great example of guys and gals who've been out there protecting people, really haven't been involved in missing children, but now groups like that and others say, hey, you know what? Enough's enough. If no one's going to pick up the slack on this, we're going to dive into it. And so it really is that kind of old school, the community getting involved. You know, we've kind of put politics aside and just dove in and said, if the government's not going to do it at every level, and I'm not just talking about the federal government. We beat up on the federal government a lot. I do personally sometimes, but
me too.
But but it's at the state level, at the local level, where people are pouring money into prisons, pouring money into the militarization of different police agencies, pouring money in highways, everything but protecting the kids who are right there in their own community. I don't understand it. I'm not going to accept it. So we get out there and search. It has resulted in some wins for kids. We've drafted legislation. One of those pieces of legislation right now is being introduced in Maryland. Jill P. Carter is one of the delegates who is leading this. It now has 30 co-sponsors, thanks to Maryland Delegate Jill P. Carter, and it's House Bill 1120, and it's named the Felicia Law, Felicia's Law, and it's after a young lady who disappeared Christmas time 2010, and you know, it really took the citizens to get involved and go search for this young lady. And unfortunately, she was located deceased 6 months later.
Yeah.
And we just all said, you know, enough's enough. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to get out there, and we're going to fix this, and we're going to take that law once it's passed, because we fully intend for it to be passed, and we're going to use that as a template to inject in other states. And we've had inquiries from all over the country, all over the world.
So if people want in their community in Ohio or wherever, Florida, want to get involved, how do they get involved?
Well, the first thing they can do right now, Richie, is to just, they can Facebook me right now, Don L. Rondeau, R-O-N-D-E-A-U, and I will shoot them a copy of that bill and then recount to anyone how we were able to.
All right, so it's Facebook.com/ Don L. Rondeau.
That is correct.
Okay, Facebook.com. That's something that we ought to, why don't we, Jennifer, tie into that? Let's just repost
Absolutely.
That as
yep.
well. I also go to protectorthemovie.com for information on that website. Yeah. All right, good. This is an interesting and important thing for us to wrap ourselves around. Don, thank you for opening the door. Don Rondeau with us here on Good Day.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at flowjack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Garfunkel rendition, which was the original, Bridge Over Troubled Water, they were so impressed with their achievement, they played the gold disc on their stereo, got a gold record for Bridge Over Troubled Water on this date, 1970. But the interesting thing was what they'd put on, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing on there.
No, that's not true.
Really?
What they had put on it was Mitch Miller's Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Trophies. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that they were actual records that could be played.
Yeah, sometimes they were.
Remember, Doug, I don't know whether you missed this fad, but remember picture discs?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes.
You buy the record and it actually have the album cover printed on the disc. Oh, yeah. I had all the Boston ones.
Yeah, very cool. So there it is.
Big finish.
Yeah. Everybody loves this song. So much emotion attached to it. Big finish, Roberta. Them for me, can you?
Yeah, poor Art Garfunkel.
Why is he poor? He made a lot of money. So.
Yeah, but he did. After the real talent, Paul Simon left, there was just nothing left, and all he can do is look back on this song and go.
So he's still performing. I just saw him a couple of months ago.
Yeah, 26 all past the Simon and all Garfunkel stuff, right?
All right, here's our 2020. This is not a news quiz question. It is, however, a question that requires substantive thinking. So this is our provocative thought quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready. I love provocative thoughts.
What is another name for evaporated cane juice?
Ah.
What is another word for evaporated cane juice? 800-510-8255.
We'll give you a clue. It's the biggest trick being played on you right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On ingredient list.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and that's really part of the question. That's part of the conversation, Roberta, in fact. What is another name for evaporated cane juice? 800-510-8255. We'll give you some of that as a surprise. I'm over the answer. All right. So Jennifer has decided to discuss things that she thinks are disgusting on the website. And she says
every day there's something that offends me.
Every day she's offended by some item that is put into our featured slideshow. And I noticed last week after we talked about what was offensive, I'm trying to remember what it was.
It was the little boy and the cow.
That's right. Yeah.
So, you know, we had 2,400 more people on one day go look at the website. Because
they all wanted to be grossed out with me.
All right. So here's gross out. Here's the next gross out. Go look at the picture of me. Or there's three pictures of me getting a toxin treatment on my back. If you want to get grossed out, according to Jennifer, my bare back and
dude,
the things that are done.
Time.
Yeah, but what's weird is it looks like you actually have a bubble coming out of your neck. That's
well,
really
I have four of them. They're glass jars that are put on there to bring out the toxins.
That is so gross.
Check the pictures out at DougStefan.com.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring and then some. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like 3 for $18 on Champion tees and shorts for men and tees and tanks for women. That's right, just $6 each. Then run to the shoe department and save $20 on New Balance 310 running shoes at just $39.99. Whether your family needs to complete their workout wardrobe with shoes or apparel, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3-4 through 310 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick?
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We have some good videos of the day. If you want to go see my toxin treatment pictures.
If you want to see something totally disgusting.
Ew.
Doug having poison sucked out of his hairy back.
Let's talk about the scarring that it leaves, like that pink nasty.
It's not scarring. That's just the effect. That's what. Those are the toxins coming to the surface. Mm. That's all that is. So I'm bare from the middle up. I guess that's what you
are
see,
naked,
right?
And yeah. We got to see all of your loveliness.
Yes. All right. So I'm sitting. Here's the background to this.
My weeds are coming back up.
Did they wax you while they're sucking the toxins out?
Yeah, throw a roll of duct tape on that back.
All right, so here's one of the reasons I love Southern California.
Called it a man's.
I can't find any of these treatments anywhere on the East Coast.
I can't imagine why.
Exclusive.
Leave it to the surfing population of California to come up with this.
This is Eileen Ziegler, who is a wonderful therapist and helps me a lot with some of the little aches and pains that I have. She has. There were some pictures also up there, I think yesterday, of Charlotte getting a acupuncture treatment. Did you see those pictures?
This is truly
Southern California.
It is. I can't believe you're getting acupuncture on your doggy.
She's very good. It's very good for her arthritis in her shoulders. But I know I sent them to Ken. I think he put them up, but I don't remember when I last saw them. But I think they were there. Anyway, so these pictures, there are three of them of me having a treatment a week or so ago. And what really is going on, and it's the same as getting wax pulled out of your ears if you do coning. It's the same principle.
Coning.
Yeah, well, it's the same principle, Jennifer. You get these glass bulbs, and you put heat into them, and then you stick them immediately on your back. And because the vacuum is created by the air coming out when you heat it, it sticks to your back, and it pulls and excretes, if you will, through the pores of your skin.
Okay, the only way I'm into this, do those balls fill up with juice?
No, they don't do anything. Nothing. The stuff just comes to the surface.
If I could see, the reason I like ear coning is because I like to look at my earwax.
You are so gross.
I know.
Both of you are freaks.
Oh, come on, Rich. You can't tell me you'd be interested in seeing your wax pulled out of your head.
He's too much of a man to do this. He'd rather suffer in silence. What's weird about it? Why is being healthy weird?
It's not being healthy.
Yes, of course it is being healthy. It's getting the stuff out of your body.
The only reason she wants to be healthy is so she can look at the disgusting fluids that come out of it.
It's true. I'd be only be into it if there was like.
I'm not. I don't care about the fluids. I care about getting the.
The only reason I go to the zoo is to watch animals poop.
There you go.
Calling me weird.
All right. So anyway, those pictures you can check them out. The results of
monkey
the toxin treatment.
Any of you that click on these pictures are truly weird. Any of you that go right now, I have to see this for some strange reason.
Well, of course,
I have to go to
the told them not to look. They're going to go.
They're going to go. Right.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Scar you for life.
Do you go when you just get up in the morning? Because you look like you're a little disheveled.
Well, I had been asleep. I have had acupuncture before this. And when I get acupuncture, I go to sleep.
You know what it looks like?
What?
It looks like an alien abduction of a homeless guy that they're trying to do some weird experiments on.
Try it.
You look like you just got snatched out of your bed by some UFO, and they put these weird brain-sucking balls
in your
back.
But you liked it because you're smiling.
I've been asleep. That's all it is. But you see, I have the outer space tattoos. It looks like a split Y.
I just hope no prospective program directors go to the...
I know.
Wait a minute.
We've just admitted a lot.
You're going to trust our radio station with for 3 to 5 hours.
Program directors, which would you prefer, me or Rush Limbaugh? Take a look at
those. At least
Doug's
toxins have been removed. Right. Rich, that was Freudian, too. Rush is bubbling in toxins.
All right.
Oh, man.
22 before the hour. Question. Before we get to Roberta and her Queen of Cheap Deals for today, by the way, Roberta's had plenty of these weird treatments, but she never tells anybody about it.
Roberta just does plastic surgery.
I don't do
that's
stuff
accepted.
Like that.
It's
Are
normal.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, you would cone your ears. You would like
No,
it.
Never done it.
Oh, you would, though. You'd like it. I know you would. Come to my house.
I do, actually.
Martinis and coning.
Yeah.
Martinis and coning.
That sounds like a good Friday night over dinner.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, 22 before the hour. There's a public service in this.
I'm serious, though, about the back hair. We ought to do something about that, and we ought to get it on video and post that on the website.
Which back?
Can I wax you before you leave L.A.? That'd be a great
thing. And get it on video.
I'll do a good job, I promise.
Well, I have one weekend to do it because I'm leaving a week from Saturday, probably.
Nothing funnier than seeing a man scream and having tape ripped off of his hair.
Especially when I get to be the ripper.
Yeah. I get that every day when I go in for the EECP treatments because when they put the monitors on the heart and stuff, they stick those little round cylindrical things and I have a lot of
hair. See these little hair holes on your chest?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. There it is. Okay. Let's get to the 2020. What was that? I called this an inquisitive quiz, I think, didn't I?
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. So the question has to do with identifying what evaporated cane juice is. And you know when there's somebody named Elmer listening and calling, I got to go to Elmer first to see if he's got the right answer. Elmer's out in Oregon. Hi, Elmer. Welcome to Good Day. Hello, Elmer.
Elmer.
Have you done something to Elmer?
Well, Elmer's there.
That's the problem.
I see. Fader, yep. Apparently. Check.
Elmer.
Check. Elmer.
I really
Elmer.
Love your school glue.
Elmer.
Elmer.
Phooey. I guess I'm not going to talk to him after all.
Oh. Maybe he's just chasing a wabbit.
Here, I'll tell you what. Go to somebody on the other side, Doug, and I'll
okay,
keep
I'm going to go to...
Comes back.
If we can't talk to Elmer, we'll talk to Herbie. Herbie, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Good morning, Doug. Fine,
morning
thank
you. Good morning, sir. I'm doing well, thank you. Have you checked out those pictures of me getting that treatment at DougStefan.com yet?
No, I will today.
Yeah, they're right there. Check them out. Do you sound like Craig Ferguson or is it me?
No, he sounds like he's got a great accent.
Does he sound like Craig Ferguson? Well, then we'll talk some more, Herbie.
Okay.
Very good.
That's so hot.
Where's your accent from, Herbie?
Trinidad.
Trinidad. Are you from Trinidad, too?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. That works out.
Trinidad, Tobago?
Tobago.
Sorry. Just think about what you put on your meat, and that pretty much explains it. All right.
Tobago?
So, it's a figure of speech, Jennifer. Herbie,
yes.
What is evaporated cane juice?
Sugar.
It is sugar, in fact. Yes, it is. How much sugar is grown now that in your native land? There's a lot of sugar.
You know, I went there a couple of years back, and... The cane fields that I was used to, they're no longer there.
Really?
Yes, they're building homes. I was so depressed. And now they have to import for their sugar, which we used to be self-reliant and we produced our own sugar.
Yeah.
No more.
Really? I didn't realize that.
I don't know if you realize this. The sugar that and just yesterday I was looking at this candy that we had bought at work.
Mm-hmm.
It's those red twisty candies.
Twizzlers.
And I looked at the ingredients. You know what was in there? Corn syrup.
Well, this is the thing that's going on now.
This is what I thought this was.
Yeah.
Is high fructose corn syrup.
There are a lot of people, we were talking about this earlier. I don't know if you folks, if you haven't become aware of it yet, there's a big issue today. I started the last hour not with a discussion of what most people thought I would start with, but instead I went to this really disgusting, you talk about what's really disgusting? What's really disgusting is looking at the pink slime.
Oh, and McDonald's burgers?
No! The federal government announced yesterday they're buying 7 million pounds of pink slime that would not be used, rejected by McDonald's, rejected by Taco Bell, rejected by Burger King, rejected by Wendy's. So it's being purchased for the nation's school lunch program.
Oh.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture buying 7 million pounds. Listen to this. This is what's in this stuff. You'd think my picture is gross on the website. Lean beef trimmings, which is basically ground up beef scraps, cow connective tissue, and other beef trimmings from other parts of the cow's body that are treated with ammonium hydroxide to kill salmonella, E. coli, and other pathogens. That's what your tax dollars are doing, buying this stuff for the school lunch program. Who's talking about this today? Everybody ought to be talking about this. All right? This is the kind of stuff. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has guys in there from Kraft and ConAgra and all of these big food, the Corn Refiners Association, and they go over, work for the government, get everything in line, then they go back to work for whoever it was that they left for a couple of years after they fix everything. So the government now buys this sort of thing or gets into cahoots with these various associations like the Corn Refiners Association. The reason I bring that up is because the reason that you don't see as much, what is it called, corn, hydrogen, what is it? What's it called?
High fructose corn syrup.
Right, it's because people have gotten wise to what it's all about. But the refiners are trying to get back into government so that they can reverse this because they don't like the fact that people are going back to using sugar.
Right. And Doug, this thing is so toxic. It's linked to cancer, and now it's also linked to type 2 diabetes.
What are you talking about? Sugar?
High fructose corn syrup.
Oh, the high fructose corn syrup. Oh, yeah. It's bad stuff. Very bad stuff.
It's ubiquitous. It's in every package.
It really is. That's a great word for it, ubiquitous. One of the things that's going on, Herbie, is that people who are trying to buy other things like agave, A-G-A-V-E, it's a sweetener. A lot of Whole Foods customers are drinking that. Yeah, it has a lot of fructose in it, but fructose is in pretty much every fruit that you eat. So these people are trying to convince you that the high fructose corn syrup is the same as fructose in your orange.
Oh, it's manipulated in the lab. The molecules are manipulated in the lab, and you come with a toxic substance which is about 200 times sweeter than regular sugar. And cheap.
Yeah. This man's in the know. All right, Herbie.
You're really good. Sure.
You're a good man. I'm glad you called. It's good to meet you. We'll send you a swell prize. I appreciate you listening to us on KTSM. 15 before the hour. Roberta, deals from Queen of Cheap.
Oh, hold
please.
On. Hold on. Before hold you on, do right. that, at least say hello to Elmer. He called back to say hi.
Did we got Elmer?
Yeah,
we
had, he's back. Right. At least say hi to him.
I will say. Elmer.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm glad you called back. I'm sorry we didn't get you on the air first. What happened, you know?
My phone cut off. I got one of these cell phones, and that's all I've got.
So you know what, Richie? Happens. Give him a prize, too.
Sure, why not?
All right, Elmer, you're a good man. Thank you. Please call us again. I love that name. Kind of like Dudley. All right. 15 before the hour. Roberta, you suppose you could stop laughing at my pictures long enough for you to do the Queen of Cheap report?
You should get your back waxed.
She's the queen.
Touché.
It's Roberta.
I'll try to find you a deal on back waxing.
All right, good for you, Roberta. You can work at it. Help yourself.
Jen and I will do it for free after a couple of drinks.
I totally want to. Get out my aggression. This is for the 3 a.m. wake up call. Just teasing Dougie.
Okay, if you go to My Gold nearby you, we have the craft schedule for kids for March. They've got stuff like make a yarn doll and create an a la carte headboard. You can keep your kids busy. Usually they have them on Saturdays in the afternoon. If you get nothing else to do with the kids, take them to Michael's and let Michael's babysit them.
My daughter just went to a birthday party at Michael's where that's what they did is crafts and everything.
Crafts?
Yeah,
yep.
Neat.
Yeah, it's a cute idea for the kids.
Fun.
If you ever wanted to know how to decorate a cake, we've got a free ebook for you. It's all about, you know, decorating cakes, which I guess if you have nothing else to do, it might be kind of a fun project.
That you could be having your own TV show on the Food Network.
That's right. That's right, on cake decorating. Lindt. Ever have Lindt chocolates? You know, like those round truffle things that come in those pretty colors?
Lint?
Lint. L-I-N-D-T.
I got a lint in my belly button. Doug has it on his back.
Well, they're kind of like Godiva, but they have chocolate shops. Well, on March 8th, you can get free chocolates. That's tomorrow. You can either get them at any shop, or you can receive a gold bunny online if you're the first 500 to make an order. So they're giving away little gold Easter bunnies. The Disney Store has free events all throughout March. It's their 25th anniversary. So, again, it's a great way to keep the kids occupied when you don't know what to do with them. Just bring them over to Disney and have them run amok there. Yeah. Bath and Body Works, a free signature collection with a $10 purchase that expires April 1st. And Office Depot, if you need stuff, has $10 off a $50 purchase, and that expires on March 17th. So go to Office Depot and, you know, save about 20% if you got to buy stuff, too. And if you join their, like, rewards-type programs, you can get all sorts of rewards that you can trade in for free stuff, too. So make sure you do that before you go there. And you'll find all this stuff at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
What about Mamanomics?
Mamanomics. Well, I got to tell you, Mamanomics is a great program from Vitacost.com. And if you're looking for better household essentials, health and beauty aids, stuff like, let's see, vitamins, supplements, even stuff like natural and organic foods, you can go to Vitacost and get it. And the nice thing about Vitacost is that you get stuff at up to 50% off. Because sometimes, you know, when you want to buy especially your natural and organic products, you can go to places like Walmart. But sometimes, you know, they have the low prices, but you don't know how good the quality is. Or you can go to places like Whole Foods, and you know the quality there is really good. But good Lord, ever see the prices at Whole Foods? You almost have a heart attack sometimes. So instead, you can go to Vitacost.com. You can get the same stuff that you're looking for, the really good stuff, and yet you'll save up to 50% off. And plus, they'll ship it to your door free. Once you order $49
free.
Worth of stuff, you get it free. So you can combine all of your orders into one. Go to Vitacost.com, get up to 50% off, get it shipped to your door free. And it's something they call Mominomics. That's mom plus economics. So if you're a mom or you'd be a dad, I guess they could have dadonomics too. You'll find it all at Vitacost.com. Check it out.
All right, right to Jennifer's report. I guess the story about Snooki being pregnant engaged is an old story. Right?
Kind of old, yeah. She is now, well, she has not confirmed any of it, but she's walking around with a ring and a baby bump, so I'm guessing that'll be.
So who's the father? Who's she getting married
to? She's got a boyfriend, Gianni DeValle or something like that is his name. She's been with him for about a year. He was featured on the show.
Didn't she have the bumba da boom bitty boom with
The situation.
The situation, yeah.
Yeah, she's also had some boombity boombity boom with Vinny in the house, too. She's boombity boomed a lot. Yeah.
So the only person she hasn't been with, apparently, is me and Kirk Cameron.
Correct, yeah. Right. Kirk Cameron has now taken, by the way, to the news media, and he has started defending himself. He made some comments on Piers Morgan's show, his thoughts on gay marriage, and so he has become, I mean, he's under attack by celebrities, by the media.
Is this the same kind of thing as the Miley Cyrus thing about Christianity or Limbaugh and the thing about contraception? Is it the same league?
It's a little different because Miley and Rush made their comments and then they defended themselves without someone asking them the question. Piers Morgan prompted Kirk Cameron to make a comment on his thoughts on gay marriage, which he just answered with his thoughts on gay marriage.
Why? And what was the conversation? Why would he come out of thin air with that?
Because I think he's very well known for his Christianity.
Yeah.
And Miley, so he wrote a note. He wrote a letter to ABC News.
So the way the news media portrays Christians, they're all nutcake, right-wing, zealot, nutbirds.
Right. He said, Kirk said, you know, you're accusing me of hate speech, and you are preaching, you know, we need to preach tolerance on both sides of the fence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day.
Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of Basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to today's Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and now we have Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, heard around the country every weekend, a lot of important radio stations as opposed to the stations that carry this program, a lot of really, really heavy-duty stations. Heavy duty. I say that facetiously, obviously. It doesn't make a difference how big you are. You're obviously very important. And so we have, what is the old expression? Dr. Ken says, I can't afford to lose one listener.
I just want to know who you're introducing. With that big lead up, who are you introducing?
The most spectacular pet expert.
I thought it was me, but then I heard all these great words, and I said, it can't be Doug talking about me.
Very cute, Warren. All right, so we have our video of the day to discuss with Warren in just a moment. The trainer who has lions crawling all over him, one wonders how intelligent that might be. We'll get Warren's take on that in just a moment. Check out the video at DougStephan.com.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
What type of investor are you? Do you prefer high-risk stocks or long-term CDs? Learn how to avoid costly mistakes with your money so you can invest enough for the future. Jeff Mackey, co-host of Yahoo Finance's Breakout.
There are four big investing mistakes you're going to need to avoid. First, recency. That's buying what's been up and selling what's been falling. Next, overconfidence. Be sure to diversify your portfolio and keep that trading down. Third, don't believe that great companies necessarily make great stocks. And finally, don't assume the experts have all the answers. They do their best, but it's up to you to run your own money.
Do you want to test your investment skills? Play Fantasy Finance on Yahoo Finance through May 25th for a chance to win $50,000. It's a 12-week online fantasy trading game where you receive $100,000 of play money to create your portfolio. You can also share the game with your friends online and easily track their progress. For more info, visit fantasyfinance.yahoo.com.
Fantasyfinance.yahoo.com. Wow. That's a great announcer, isn't it? Fantasy Finance. at yahoo.com. Okay, here I am with Warren Eckstein, who thinks I built him up a little bit too much. You see, what the problem is, Warren, you don't realize how powerful and important you are. I'm just trying to get you to understand what it is the nation thinks about you. And they think about you so highly because you always have answers and opinions. You have experience in the world of pets. See, I don't even need to have an interview or conversation with you. I can just talk about you for the whole 5-6 minutes.
That's great. I'm adjusting my halo as we're talking.
Are you really? Okay. All right. So the video of the day today at DougStephan.com is a trainer who's visiting with lions at work. And he seems to be surprised when the lions come over to give him a hug. These are lion cubs.
It's very cute.
How dangerous is that? How lively? If they've been around people, they've been domesticated, right? They're not dangerous.
But they're tiny. They're little cubs.
No. See, that's the problem. You don't domesticate wild animals. I don't care what they're doing in a circus. I don't care what they're doing on TV. They're always going to be wild animals, and there's always that potential. I remember years ago, I was doing a TV show in New York, Metromedia TV, many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
From inside a lion's cage at the Prospect Park Zoo. Now, here's the scenario. I was in the cage with 3 young lion cubs. Now, I got to tell you, they beat the heck out of me. I came out of there all scratched up and whatever.
Really?
So even though they had been around people before since they were young, they're still wild animals. That's the way they play. But the thing with trainers is there's an ego among animal trainers. I got to admit this. There's a tremendous ego. I remember sitting around in Germany having a beer one time with some great trainers and behaviorists, and they were all pointing out to their scars on, how I've been bitten by this, and this orangutan bit me here, and this, and I'm looking at them, and I say, if you're that good, maybe you shouldn't have that many scars. The bottom line is simply this, that wild animals should be respected and treated like wild animals, and it really bothers me to see these wild animals often try to be tamed or domesticated. That's why I'm so against, and I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, that's why I'm so against animals performing in circuses.
Yeah.
How about zoos? Where do you stand on zoos, Warren?
You know, there are certain zoos where there are breeding programs for endangered species that are really, really good, but there are other zoos that are just kind of a holding place, and then when the animals get older, they give them away. So there are some good and some bad, like anything else.
How about if these lions had gone to visit Rush Limbaugh in his house? What would you think then?
It's a big meal.
59 after, Warren.
In the past,